Hi, this is Nick Madigan. I usually put together the Minding the Media commentary here at KCRW, but today I'd like to talk about music. This station has one of the largest musical libraries in the country, going back three decades. There are stacks and stacks of CDs, endless rows of LPs, DAT and reel-to-reel tapes, formats no one's ever heard of, a total of about 60,000 recordings. That's a lot of music. Much of it is rare and irreplaceable. Trouble is, most of it is perched precariously in a storage room with shelves piled all the way to the ceiling. To find something up there, you've got to take your life into your hands, climb a ladder, and poke around in the dusty heights until you find what you want. That's not only impractical, it also means that a lot of great music never gets played because it's just too hard to find. So, KCRW has embarked on a huge project to preserve all that music in a digital archive, so that the station's hosts can choose what they want to play with the touch of a button. Even more important, the digital archive will preserve forever music that, in its current format, is deteriorating from age and overuse. The new digital archive will eventually encompass the vast collection of live performances recorded in KCRW studios by musicians who have appeared on the station's shows. But doing all this will be expensive, and we're looking for help from you. The fundraising effort is called The Music Match, a campaign to save KCRW's library, and you can be part of it by donating an amount above your usual pledge. Your extra donation will put you in the running to win a Mini Cooper convertible, so you can listen to music while the wind blows through your hair. To pledge, call 800-600-KCRW or go to kcrw.com and help keep our music alive.